in Senegal.
Kim, let's kick off in Senegal's coastal city of Embor, where action is continuing at the CAF Under 23 Africa Cup of Nations football tournament. Remember, VOA football fans, this competition doubles as an Olympic qualifying event. The top three African teams in Senegal will book tickets to next year's Olympic men's football tournament in Brazil. So that means the third place match on December 12th in Dakar, which is traditionally a forgotten affair, will have added importance. And the final will also be played on December 12th in Dakar. In the first match this evening in Embor, Algeria is meeting Mali, and that will be followed by a game between Egypt and 1996 Olympic champion Nigeria. In their opening matches Sunday, Nigeria defeated Mali 3-2, and North African rivals Egypt and Algeria played to a one-all draw. In action Tuesday, host Senegal advanced to the semifinals. The VOA's Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma has that story, as well as basketball and Olympic news.
Hosts Senegal dismissed Tunisia 2-0 to become the first team to qualify for the semifinals at the Under-23 Africa Cup of Nations in Dakar on Tuesday. In the other Group A tie, South Africa pipped Zambia 3-2. Today, Wednesday, attention shifts to Group B in Mboa, some 70 kilometers southeast of Dakar, where Algeria play Mali before Nigeria engage Egypt. In basketball, Nigeria's Dolphins outplayed Burundi's Berco Stars 105-75 at the Africa Women's Club Basketball Championships in Luanda, Angola on Tuesday. Angola's Primeiro de Agosto outclassed the Democratic Republic of Congo's RADI 82-36. Cameroon's INJS edged Angola's Makoluso 55-51. Nigeria's First Bank outwitted Kenya's United States International University 89-63, and Mozambique's Ferroviario de Maputo prevailed over the Democratic Republic of Congo's INSS 68-57. In Olympic news, citizens of the German port city of Hamburg voted in a referendum by 51.6% to reject the city's bid to stage the 2024 Olympics and Paralympics. According to the International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach, who is German, the vote has been influenced by budgetary concerns, the scandals around Germany's award of the 2006 FIFA World Cup, recent doping scandals, and a growing refugee crisis in which Germany expects 1 million refugees to enter the country by the end of this year. The other cities still in the running to host the 2024 Games are Budapest in Hungary, Los Angeles in the United States of America, the French capital Paris, and the Italian capital Rome. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
The Voice of America.
VOA. Joining us once again on the VOA is David Legg, our African football guru. Good evening, David.
Thank you, Sonny.
David, let's turn our attention to Europe now. And any recent African goal-scoring highlights?
Well, Sonny, every time we come to Europe, one name immediately pops up, and that's Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, 26 years of age, Gabon striker and superstar. He plays for Borussia Dortmund in Germany, and he scored another two at the weekend, and that's now 17 goals in 14 Bundesliga matches. He has scored in 12 of those 14 matches. Only two league games in Germany this season that Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang has not scored. And in all competitions, Sonny, that raises his tally now to 25 goals. That includes the Bundesliga, the German Cup, and the Europa League. Another player making waves in Europe, and it's a name we are mentioning more and more frequently on The Voice of America, is Odion Ighalo. He's a Nigerian who plays for Watford. He was on target again, his eighth goal of this season, and it was very important because it gave Watford a 3-2 away win at bottom club Aston Villa. Now, Watford were promoted for this season, Sonny, and I think a lot of people felt that they were going to languish right down there at the bottom. But it's, in fact, turned out the other way around as far as those two particular clubs are concerned. Villa, who for some seasons now have stayed just above the relegation zone, are now rooted to the bottom. They're, in fact, 5 points behind the second last team, which is Newcastle United. And Watford, on the other hand, they are picking up a significant number of points. And at this stage, although it's just about a third of the way through the season, you would have to say that they have got a reasonable chance of avoiding the drop. And in their first season after being promoted, make no mistake whatsoever, the primary target of Watford and other clubs like them will be simply to survive. There is so much money, Sonny, in the English Premier League, and the Championship, which is the second tier of club football, pales by comparison. So that is priority number one. You find quite often that clubs like Watford, they will field their reserve team in things like the FA Cup and the League Cup. The Premier League is priority number one. And if they are going to stay up, it looks like a key figure will be Odion Ighalo, the Nigerian.
David, still with African players, they're noticeably absent from a 55-player shortlist for the FIFA Pro World 11, which is voted on by professional footballers. How about some details, David?
Yes, Sonny, I'm seriously puzzled. They have named 15 forwards, and Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang cannot find a place among them. I'm not suggesting Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang is going to make the final 11. When you think of the likes of Ronaldo and Messi and Neymar, they're the guys who are going to fill those slots. But I do believe that in naming your 55 best players on form, and I think that's a crucial point, on form, Aubameyang should have been among them. Now, people might say, well, that's fine, David, but who are you going to drop? And I've got no hesitation, Sonny, in looking at this list and saying, why is Wayne Rooney of Manchester United there? Now, the Johannes newspaper that caught my eye recently, they had the FIFA Pro list at the top of the page. And directly below that, they had a story about the abysmal current form of Wayne Rooney. Now, I'm the first to acknowledge that Wayne Rooney at his best is an outstanding footballer. But the point is, at the moment, he is anything but outstanding. And no less a person than Roy Keane, a former superstar at Manchester United. He's now the assistant coach of the Republic of Ireland team. He's got some interesting points to make. He said mentally, he doesn't, referring to Rooney, look really sharp. Physically, he doesn't look in great shape. He needs to have a look at himself. He looks awful. Oh, Sonny, that's pretty powerful words coming from Roy Keane. Roy Keane, on the field, a really tough man, a midfield enforcer, and off the field, he's not somebody who shies away. He shoots from the hip, I think, Sonny, is the cliche. And that's good enough for me. And I'm really astonished that the professional footballers all around the world would rate Wayne Rooney on current form higher than Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. Aubameyang is banging in goals. The Bundesliga, let's put it into context, is arguably the third best league in the world after England and Spain. I would actually put Spain on top, followed by England, and then next I would put the German Bundesliga. And this is a guy who's been scoring with great consistency, and sometimes it's two goals in a game. At one stage of the season, he scored hat-tricks in consecutive matches. That, for me, Sonny, is the sort of form that deserves a place among the 55 nominees for this World 11.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. David mentioned a few of the clubs in the English Premier League. Let's take a quick look at the very top of the EPL standings. Manchester City and Leicester are at the top with 29 points each from 14 matches. Wayne Rooney's Manchester United, 1 point back with 28 points. And the Gunners of Arsenal have 27 points. Wayne Rooney, if you're tuning in tonight, David says you've been in abysmal form lately. So let's pick it up if you want those Red Devils of Man U to reach the top of the EPL standings. Wayne Rooney getting a little lashing this evening from David Legg in National Basketball Association news. Los Angeles Lakers superstar Kobe Bryant continues his farewell tour right here in Washington later Wednesday night. The Lakers will take on my beloved Washington Wizards at the Verizon Center Arena, located just a few blocks from our Voice of America headquarters. The Wizards are coming off a big 97-85 road victory over LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers on Tuesday night. It was probably the most magical victory of the season for the Wizards, who have been off to kind of a slow start, 7 victories and 8 defeats. All-star point guard John Wall produced his best game of the season for the Wizards with 35 points and 10 assists. LeBron led the Cavaliers with 24 points, and he also pulled down a game-high 13 rebounds. Getting back to 37-year-old Kobe Bryant, he announced earlier this week that this, his 20th NBA season, will be his last. Kobe received a hero's welcome in his hometown of Philadelphia on Tuesday night, but he and the Lakers couldn't beat the previously winless Philadelphia 76ers. With the spotlight on Kobe during the final game of his career in his hometown, the 76ers stole the show and beat the Lakers 103-91 for their first victory of the season. The 76ers had lost their first 18 games and 28 overall dating to last season, the longest losing streak in the history of major professional sports here in the United States. Kobe Bryant scored 20 points on Tuesday night. He walked off the court to a standing ovation and chants of "Kobe, Kobe!" Before the game, former Philadelphia star Julius Dr. J. Irving and Kobe's high school coach helped honor Kobe with some goodies and video highlights of Kobe's career. Kobe, right here in D.C. tonight. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports. Back to Yahya's